I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record. For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my head.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your midweek lunch break, the Colorado show, the most serious show in the Centennial State. Not exactly.
Yeah, sure
but
is.
Well, turn your freaking camera on. The show that treats the Colorado government with the level of respect it deserves. And we have some good stories.
Governor J.B. Back Ribs, I'm a participant.
J.B. Back Ribs. JB back ribs
barbecue sauce.
You got people have to go to Darren's X. It's at Gov Ribs now.
Yeah.
And zoom in on the profile picture on his account because it's delightful.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I like it.
We do what we can for the people.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun
check
stuff.
Check this out. A former spokesman for Hakeem Jeffries is begging President Trump to surge more deportation officers into Chicago.
Wait, say it again.
A former spokesman for Hakeem Jeffries is begging President Trump to surge more deportation officers into Chicago. He said there are other parts of the city in the north side that have significant number of European migrants. Now, here's the thing. I don't think he realized it wasn't the own that he tried to hit him with. Like, oh, okay, well, send more.
I want a full, like, magazine-style 60 Minutes interview with the former spokesperson of Hakeem Jeffries who's begging Trump for stuff. Why are we not hearing more from that guy?
I don't know, but I'm going to send this, and I'm going to put this in the chat so you can check it out.
Right on.
You know. Something's not right with these people. Yeah, he thought it was his own, but that didn't work out too well for him.
All right, let's play it. It's a 1 minute video.
Yeah, he thought he cooked.
Michael, do people need to think twice about protesting in this political environment?
This is horrifying. They should do the exact opposite. Now is when we need everyone to come out and protest this horrific travesty that's happening in the streets of America. To give you some perspective, Chicago is one of the most segregated cities in America. And so these areas they're targeting are specifically Hispanic areas. There are other parts of the city on the north side that have a significant number of European immigrants, for instance, that ICE is not at all targeting. They're only targeting heavily Hispanic areas and some black areas. And so this is a horrific travesty, and we need all citizens to come out and protest this in support of their neighbors and of the people that are their churches and at work and that sort of thing.
I guess. Like,
why would ICE be targeting some black areas? Or is there an influx of
ain't no influx of black? Like, yeah. No, absolutely not. And then most of the African ones that we saw, like, coming from the border, they all said they were going to New York, right? So. Yeah. Let's just be honest here. I'm gonna tell every black person that may see this, may not. Let me explain something to you. Stay out of this shit. Stay out of the way. This is not for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what kind of gaslighting they try to hit you with. Like, oh, it's targeting black and brown neighborhoods. Look, they sent them to your neighborhood. So it looks like. You know, because it's black people there, but you're not the priority. So
yeah,
stay out the way.
You sent me that video yesterday that had, I think it's at like the 38 minute mark. It's got, or the not 38, 11 minute mark. I can't remember how long the video is, but it's got Karen's video.
Yeah.
In it. And the noticing and awakening of black influencers is something that's been enjoyable to watch. people finally saying, you know what? We're not victims. Like, we're, you know, yeah, there's systemic reasons for claiming victimhood that you can go back hundreds of years and find, but your circumstances right now are within your control to change. And convincing people that they have to vote for a certain party and stay in a state of bondage to the state is actually quite nefarious. And seeing that start to come to light is really great. I'll find that, see if I can find that link.
Here's the funny thing. Didn't Trump get like 20% of the black vote?
It was high. I will have to ask ChatGPT that question. It was higher than, it was a record, I believe, or modern record anyway.
Look, so I look at it like this. There's really nothing that can't be accomplished within the community, right? So you got your hoods, you know, like Southside Chicago. This all Southside could easily be cleaned up. Yeah. Like, it's, these are solvable problems. Like, you got people in one part of Detroit, and then people that live in Hamtramck. Two totally different visuals when you drive through, but yeah, they make the same amount of money. So what does that tell you? It's a cultural problem. It ain't no fucking color problem. It's cultural.
Yeah. Well, the guy that we just watched saying, you know, they're not targeting the white immigrant, European immigrant areas. They're only targeting heavily Hispanic areas and some black communities. We saw another example of needing to bring in the black community to support like the migrant claim. So this story, this is wild.
Someone tagged me in this video. Just give it a quick look.
So I'm gonna need you to explain it to me like I'm 10. I want you to really break this down to me like I'm 10 years old and tell me why ICE agents zip tying black.
What do you say?
This zesty fool. I saw this yesterday where he had to double back and clean up his mess. Yeah, I saw this.
Black babies in Chicago, because I can't for the life of me understand why this happened. Why was this necessary? These are.
So people on the left right now are using that photo of that little boy and that guy.
What's up, girl?
They're saying that it's an ICE agent arresting a child. But here's the original video.
Go Bucky!
That picture, which is my video of me and my son playing cops and robbers.
Yeah.
Literally, this is us.
That's just the father and son playing together. They're playing cops and robbers. Here's his tag right here. He's a police officer. Pretend arresting his son. But the left has to go through such great lengths just to keep pushing their propaganda, their agenda. Saying, oh, that's ICE arresting a little boy. Like, make it make sense. And the video I got tagged in with that liberal had 50K likes.
Hit the wrong button. I can make it make sense. You can make it make sense by realizing that the supply for ICE being criminal against, you know, just the poor refugees, the women and the children that are just here in search of a better life. Those people, the supply of that kind of violence is not there, but the demand is there. They really, really want to have stories to tell about ICE. And so what do they do? They take a screen grab of a video of a dad playing cops and robbers with his son. And they say that ICE is arresting little black boys.
That's because they're gay.
It means you're gay.
That means you're gay.
What's up, Karen?
You're demanding racism.
We're just talking about you before you came on, how you're everywhere.
Oh my God, that's so
omnipotent, funny. Omnipotent Karen.
I never know until you guys tell me, because I don't. Happens.
You're missing out on bags out here. What are you doing?
I don't know how to, like, I will talk
missing
offline.
Out on a lot of bread, sis.
We'll talk offline, because. Time to get that.
Yeah, man, you tripping. I got my face everywhere. What? I'll be at this bitch dance. I'll be doing a robot everywhere.
The robot. It's funny.
Yeah, we were talking about your Section 8 video that made it into that other person's video. And I've put the link to that in all of the Rumble chats. It's the 11-minute mark that Karen is at. But I really enjoyed that. That whole video I enjoyed. Not just your part, but especially your part.
That was a really good video, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was on Section 8. When my children were little, I was a teen parent. So I'm ghetto, whatever. So I was on it for a while, but then it's like, I knew that I would not be on it long. It was never intended to be a generational thing. And I literally, prayed over my children, like when they were babies, that they would not repeat the cycle the label that's been put on people where, you know, they just have become teen parents and just the cycle continues. So I prayed over them when they were very small, and God answered my prayers because, you know, they actually never want kids now. So my prayer worked a little well.
Well, and the generation thing is real, right? You talked about that in your video and kind of the... There is the teaching, you know, the teaching your children, and then your children teach their children how to exist within the welfare system. And the really sad part of that is that you're allowing the government to cap your level of prosperity, but they're trapped in this kind of fear mindset that if I do better, if I make more money, if I get a better job, then I'm going to lose this safety net that I have. So I'm not even going to try for that better, you know, more prosperous life. I'm just going to stay here because this is safe and I don't want to end up not here and worse, you know?
The Democrat mindset. And that works out perfect for them. So then they can turn around and grab videos like this of a man who's obviously working. He's a police officer, so he's black, he has a job, and oh my God, he's like married to a black woman, and he has a family, and like he has a job, and he is there for his son. Like that's more than I can say for a lot of the Democrats. It doesn't matter what color they are, because let me remind everybody about shitty baby daddy Hunter Biden, who literally denied his daughter even had anything to do with him until DNA said, "You all the father." Before that, "It ain't mine, ain't mine." Yeah, DNA says it is, bitch. So pay up. And he has. But what I'm saying is, why the left is so terrified of losing their voter base. And it's we're still in a I was getting ready to say government.
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 Government shutdown. I was thinking government cheese, but it's cool.
Same thing.
Cheese
is shut down.
Yeah, they shut down the bread. They shut down.
Although Trump is using tariffs to fund WIC, so all the cheese is not shut down.
Oh, yeah. You'll only hear that on conservative media, like Badlands. Here we are.
Oh yeah, we should actually play Shipwreck's video on that, which is relatively
shout out to Shipwreck. I like her video.
She's amazing. Yeah,
she's funny.
She is good. Good people. Let me find that video real quick, and we'll play that because I think it's a very good idea. Here we go.
They trying to keep that on the DLLLL.
Mm-hmm. Hold for processing.
I can't wait to tell this to my professor.
Why?
Because he is a mean and surly German who cannot stand the president, and he got mad. I thought,
ooh, should we deport him?
Yeah.
I really
like Democrats would be happy if we. I mean, I assume he's white, right? A German white guy. Yeah, yes. Get our white deportation numbers up.
Yes. When I told him about the it was the tax. President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. And I told him, yeah, you know, I did enjoy the tax cuts as a federal employee, but as soon as Biden came into office, he literally took back the money, like snatched it back out of my pay. So it's like I never had it in the first place. No, it's better, best out, that you
money better that it goes to the government so can fund programs. I'm like,
nine.
He's going to say Zig Heil, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It was coming.
It was crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
We heard that guy on the video clip that we played saying, you know, it's only brown people that they're deporting. I think the answer to that is we got to deport more white people.
I believe so.
I think we should start with that. Karen's German professor.
Please do. Yes. I'll give you his name and number. He is.
Like, here's my thing. Here's my thing.
Shout out to Tom Homan.
Come on.
You know what's so funny? I can go over, if I go over to like, say, East Asia, and I decide to start criticizing like they're, you know, let's say the king of Thailand or whatever. They gonna bust my ass. Like, yeah. I'm not leaving the country. Like, you can't even, like, you say one thing wrong about the power structure over there and you're going to jail, right? Or you're getting deported, right? And or maybe both.
You're getting arrested for memes in England.
But then you can let these goofy, you know, whatever, professors and these adjunct, that's what they call them?
Adjunct, yep, he's an adjunct.
Adjunct professors come from Oxford and all these other goofy-ass schools, and they can sit up here and talk about the government. They're like, why are you here?
Right?
Like, take your whole ass back to Europe. like, why aren't you over there teaching migrants?
Why don't newcomers talk more about what happened to Otto Warmbier? Remember Otto Warmbier? From who went to North Korea, all he did was try to bring back a poster with North Korean propaganda poster.
Yeah.
He was put in North Korean prison camp for 17 months. And it took President Trump getting into office to get him out. By the time he got back, he was pretty much dead. He came back to say goodbye to his parents because they had pretty much killed him. He was dead.
Wasn't his head crushed in some way?
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah. No, he died.
He did.
D-E-D,
dead. He dead. Because you can't go to these other countries doing that shit, man.
And this is not to say that we want to be more like Taiwan or North Korea or Thailand or some shit, right?
Like, have some respect.
It's like, what makes America exceptional is that we're not. We don't get arrested for memes. We are allowed to criticize the government. I'll criticize anyone I damn well please, because that is my right. And that right is endowed by my creator. I am endowed with it by my creator. I'm not waiting for the government to tell me what I am and am not allowed to say.
It gets to a point, Ash, where I'm just like, if where you come from is so much better, why the fuck are you here?
100%.
Like, make it make sense.
Get out.
We know you're here to steal.
So, like, I'm loyal to I'm Ilhan Omar and I'm loyal to Somalia. Well, bitch, take your ass back to Somalia.
We don't need no more ugly people.
Where's your brother?
Listen, isn't it a proven fact that she committed immigration fraud with her brother?
What's taking so long?
That's
to get
a fact,
over with.
Right? Yep. Established fact. That's it. If you the law
to get her up out of here. Like,
the law of the United States. If you are a naturalized citizen and you're engaged in immigration fraud, you can lose your citizenship. Why is that not? Why is that not happening?
I think it's going to happen. And pretty quick. And I say that because they are rolling up them Somalis in Minneapolis, particularly with all of this stuff that they're doing sting operations in Mogadishu.
Little Mogadishu.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, I knew.
Same thing.
Same, synonyms,
really. They're doing these operations now. And last week, they rolled up a bunch of Somalis for immigration fraud. And who was it, Pam Bondi or was it Harmeet Dillon? I can't remember. But one of them put out a message on X that said, we will not, the days of tolerating immigration fraud are over. So that little ugly heifer might want to go somewhere and stop being smug and talking shit about us and about Charlie Kirk. And go back to her little shithole country of Somalia, or is it Somaliland? You know, those are two different. I can't wait to make those videos. I've been doing some deep dive research into that. It's pretty interesting. They don't really like her. So the president was correct when he said the president of Somalia does not want her back. But there are two different factions that nobody's talking about. And I love it.
I personally love that you just established that the Twin Cities are actually Minneapolis and Mogadishu, which makes a bunch of sense.
Facts. Yeah. That's why
makes a bunch of sense. So, Karen, before we move on, I don't think you saw our intro video, which is unfortunate for you.
Don't you dare.
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. But I'm clapping my head.
I found a couple of really good YouTube channels. We're going to have more of this in the future.
That's blasphemy. That is
clap my hands for the record. Please ignore the fact that I said
snorting Christian Kane. Like, what are you doing? what is going on here?
Oh, Lord.
That's awesome.
Yo, if you want to find a way to bring some dope fiends to Christ.
Right,
it might be the way. You might have found a way.
High on the Holy Spirit. All right.
What kind of communion do y'all have?
Shipwreck has a novel. What's that novel? Actually, I think it's a return to the way we used to fund the government before the income tax, but a return proposal for the Trump administration. Listen to this.
The government is still shut down, and this much we all know, but it was just announced just tonight that Trump is going to take the money that the United States has gotten from tariffs, and he's going to use that money in order to continue funding the WIC program. The WIC program where when you have a baby, you can file for WIC if you're low income, and you can buy like formula and fruits and baby food and all that stuff. I think you get it up till kids are like 5. But he's going to use the tariff money to go ahead and just keep funding that. And that got me thinking, because I just saw another report a couple like days ago where they were like, this shutdown could happen, continue on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Weeks and weeks and weeks. What if, one by one, each program just continued to then just get funded by tariffs, just temporarily, you know, until the government can open back up and they can decide on a bill, maybe, if they, or what if... What if they just stay closed forever and one by one we just start funding these programs back with tariff money, and then by the time that Congress does come back to work and do nothing, which is what they do, right? You know, then they also get funded by tariff money, probably significantly less since it's coming from like the government, right? And then they just stop taking income tax out of our paychecks. Wouldn't that be awesome? What if the government just stayed closed for like a year? And all these programs just got continued to just keep being funded. Terry could just keep getting paid and you could get all of your benefits still and everything. Because like you had to have no idea that the government was even closed if the news didn't tell you, because none of these people do anything. Anna Paulina Luna went on a podcast. You know, she's so concerned about the government shutdown that she went on a podcast. What if it just stayed shut down? Because they're not doing anything good for you anyway. Just keep it shut down. Fund the programs with using the tariffs. Okay. And then when they're ready to go back to work, just like cancel the income tax, like let that be the first thing that you push for them to do. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's spectacular.
It's a great idea too.
Good girl.
And I like
it. Figuring it out. She
took us back to the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
I'm with it.
Yeah, it was a simpler time.
We were.
Women couldn't vote and didn't have to work.
Right.
And
yeah, I've been trying to repeal. I have something circulating right now to repeal the 19th.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
It'll work. It'll work. Damn it. Okay.
I think it has a better shot now than at any point in modern history.
Hell yeah! Did you see?
And part of that.
Did you know that Kamala Harris blames Andrew Tate for her losing mail?
Oh, what? We should play it. Do you grab that Andrew Tate video that you sent us yesterday, and we'll play that in a second. So part of the reason that I think that the 19th Amendment has a greater shot of being repealed now than at any point in modern history is because of people like this bitch.
Yeah. What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
We have to start over it because Darren.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, man?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election? Yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No. I'm saying I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition.
Yeah,
and
you
so
sure
I'm
do now.
I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from LA or you're from Oakland, you don't have an experience.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
But you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't
I
think
feel like this is it. Unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other right. candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Thank you.
I'm going to call it.
You're not going to do the interview with us.
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered our follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation, which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every
please.
Question, you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative reporter.
I have never
reporter.
Had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
to end
a
an
reporter?
Interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
What part of, I'm me, I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So
yeah, clearly.
I'm going to make.
So you're not going to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through, I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these, and if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative
I am. I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you, and I don't want this all on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about. And redistricting is a massive issue. We're going to do an entire story just on the responses to that question. And I've asked everybody the same follow-up questions.
So Karen, you haven't seen this before, right? I can tell by your face. This is the first time you're seeing this video. You're on mute.
I've heard about it, but I actually just saw an ex before I got on here that Katie Porter is going viral for her terrible, horrible interview last night or something, mm-hmm. and I had not seen it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's running to be the chief executive of California, which is the 5th largest economy in the
what
world.
The
Yeah. So when I say, like, we're closer to the 19th being appealed, repealed, rather, than ever in modern history, it's because of people like that. People who want the top job, want all the power, but think they are above critical inquiry, think they are above tough questions. That's been the landscape with the media for Democrat candidates for a long time. And it's encouraging. I think this was CBS, if I'm not mistaken. It's encouraging to see them leaning in and actually asking tough questions of Democrat candidates. But she can't handle it. You can see that she has a full-blown panic. Here's what I think that happened. She gets in there. She's asked the question about what do you say to the 40% of Trump voters in California that you need to win? And she takes exception to that. Why do you think I need them to win? And she acts real nasty. And then I think shortly after that, in her head, she realizes that that was probably wrong move. Probably not a great move to insult 40% of the electorate, especially when Trump's popularity is continuing to grow. And so she shifts and she makes herself a victim. She's a victim of a mean reporter that's asking her unfair questions with 7 follow-ups, and it's not productive, and this isn't what we agreed to. I'm not going to do this, not in this way. Here's the terrible thing for Katie Porter. Let me just finish my point. We could watch her make that transition in her argument. We can all watch it. We can also watch that the interviewer does nothing wrong. There is nothing abrasive or aggressive or unfair about the way the interviewer is asking her those questions. Katie Porter has just decided in the moment that victimizing herself is the way to get out of the 40% answer. She should be done. This should be a fatal interview to her campaign.
You do know that she's got like a history of like domestic abuse with her husband and all kinds of
stuff. I saw that. Yeah, poured hot scalding mashed potatoes on his head or something.
Yeah, this bitch is a nut.
She's married to a dude.
Yeah, she was. He divorced her and got a restraining order because she was in a fight with him and poured hot mashed potatoes on his head, allegedly, according to the internet.
Allegedly, my ass. She seemed like the type.
She does seem like the type. She seems like a mashed potato throwing ass bitch.
She does. She does seem like a mashed potato mommy.
Like, she is just the white liberal version of a black woman throwing hot grits on your ass when she figured out you cheated.
I love grits.
Damn, what is this, like Al Green's situation?
We don't eat enough grits in Colorado. Just FYI, Colorado, we're failing on the grit front.
What y'all eat, granola?
Stupid.
Trail mix?
They're like cream of wheat. They'll do cream of wheat here.
Cream of wheat and trail mix.
Yeah.
I like Farina, but yeah, this female.
You like what?
This female.
Generous use of female. Continue.
It is. I guess it is. For the sake of conversation, I'll say female. It needs to be. I'm sure they're in a full blown panic today, because what are the other options? Which I really truly don't give a shite. But it just shows the level of sanctimonious assholerism that these Democrats display. And like the, who's that dude in Virginia? Is it Virginia? That Jay Jones?
Jay Jones.
Oh, yeah. I don't even have that teed up. Similarly,
I mean, you know, he should be ousted. He should be gone with the text messages that are clear for everybody to read. We've seen them. And he's just, well, no, it's just an attack on me because I'm this, that, or the other. It's always some sort of way, like you said, Ash, where they turn it around and they're the victim. She didn't ask her tough questions.
Yeah.
But
those
Karen,
were very simple, sanitized questions, actually.
But Karen, you got to understand, you can't, like the Jay Jones situation, you can't double back at this point because it's like, if he stays in and they lose, it'll be because of that, right? If he leaves and they lose, it's because of that. So it's like, we may as well, hey, what's that shit that all the men tell other men when they get caught cheating, deny till you die?
Deny.
You gotta see this thing through, dog. Yeah. It's like we already fucked up, so we may as well keep going.
All right, so let's running to be the attorney general, top law enforcement position,
top cop, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Jay Jones, Democrat running for attorney general of Virginia, and we're going to talk about public safety. As the son of prosecutors and the father of 2 young boys, I've always believed that keeping our community safe is the most important responsibility of any Virginia leader.
Safety is really important, guys.
That's why as a delegate, I increased public safety funding by more than 20%.
More money for public funding.
Ensuring that law enforcement and our first responders have the resources and training they need to succeed. I also sponsored bipartisan laws to strengthen penalties for sex offenders, keep kids safe in schools, and establish programs to stop gangs like MS-13 in their tracks.
What about programs to stop murderous AG candidates?
As an assistant attorney general, I took on the gun lobby
and
helped get illegal guns off of our streets. And this week, I'm releasing my public safety plan.
So what do you guys think that he wants to do with the guns that he got off the street? He's talking to somebody here. They say nice things about everybody. He says, if those guys die before me, I'll go to their funerals to piss on their graves, send them out a wash and something. Three people, two bullets. Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. Spoiler, put Gilbert in the crew with the two worst people you know, and he receives both bullets every time. Jay, please stop. LOL. Okay, okay. It really bothers me when you talk about hurting people or wishing death on them. You weren't simply asking questions, and you know it. I genuinely was. I wasn't attacking you. I was trying to understand your logic. You weren't trying to understand. You were talking about Jennifer Gilbert's children would die. Yes, I've told you this before. Only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy. There isn't. I point blank asked you more than three times and you dug in that you meant it. I'm honestly questioning a lot today. I mean, do you think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes.
Wow.
And he has not dog? He has not dropped out of the race as far as I know. Still because running to be the top, the top, the head of justice in that state.
He's got to see it through, dog. You already he's already knee deep in it. He can't like if he lose, like I said, if they lose, it'll be because of this. If they win, if he drops out, it'll be because of this. Like there's no way around this, right? And if they win, this still looks bad because it shows that their base is psychopath. Man. So either way, this is bad all around. You know what I mean?
We're stuck with that shit here in Colorado. Jenna Griswold investigated herself, found herself completely exonerated and free of crime of any kind. And how dare you? How dare you?
Several times, by the way. That's happened several times that she investigated herself and everything was found to be fine.
Investigated myself.
Yeah. Now she'll say, just so we don't get sued, right? She'll say, oh, I didn't investigate myself. This outside law firm that I hand selected investigated me. It's definitely not an independent audit. Independent audits in Colorado as it pertains to the Secretary of State's office are illegal. She made them unlawful to audit. And we all know what happens if you defy Jenna Griswold's bullshit made up rules. You end up in prison for 9 years.
Yep. Tina Peters should have been at that event I was at last week. I said that on my video. She is a Gold Star mother. I'm a Gold Star widow. They were honoring Gold Star families. And I want Remington Peters on that wall of heroes for Gold Star recognition. Thank you very much. And
nice. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah.
I love that for
you. It's going to happen. It's doing it. I'm doing
it. All right. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors of today's show. And we will be right back.
I'm David Cross. And you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
The wait is finally over. My towels are back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. Towels that actually work. What a concept. And that's not all. Check out our My Pillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, now only $29.88. And how about our limited edition premium My Pillows, made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset, made exclusively for you to thank you for all your support. Queens $17.98. King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get My Towels for $39.98, MyPillow bed sheets only $29.88, and our limited edition MyPillow Queens $17.98 and King's only $19.98. Quantities.
Can I ask a question about the nicotine pouches?
Yes.
Does it melt in your mouth or do you have to spit it out later?
You can spit it out, you can swallow it, or you just savor it. I mean, you throw it in like you would a dip of tobacco.
Okay.
But you just let it sit there, and then it suffuses your nervous system with life-giving nicotine. Uh-huh. And it really does feel like the hand of God is massaging you.
But does it feel like the high of smoking a cigarette?
It's simultaneously, if you can imagine the Zen paradox, higher alertness accompanied by deep relaxation.
Wow.
So you really are. No, it's a Zen experience. You're like cat-like in your readiness, but you're fully
relaxed. And how long does it last?
I always have one going sometimes. If things are, if I need it, I'll put another one in. So I've got 18 milligrams of nicotine, but that gives me an unfair advantage.
You're banging 18 milligrams? Woo. That's impressive.
I don't like to, because everybody else kind of recedes into the background and I become this kind of colossus when I do that, and I feel guilty about it. Hubris is inevitable at that point. So I usually keep it to one.
I mean, I could use a new addiction.
Oh, yes.
What's the gateway drug level? What would you prescribe?
This sits between caffeine and
we
cocaine.
We sell a 3 milligram, but there's a transition, like all great addictions. Like, it's not instant. You do vomit at first, but then your body.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And we're back. That
did Tucker say you vomit at first?
Yeah. The gateway drug level of ALP tobacco pouches. Big fan, by the way. Get your ALP, cdmalp.com. Karen, I'm going to mute you because there's feedback. The gateway drug level, like all good addictions, there's a buildup and you vomit at first, is what he said.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not for me. But I think that ad is hilarious.
That's crazy.
Let's see how we're doing. No, it's still a little bit glitchy. Okay. All right, so let's move and shift, talk a little bit about Colorado. I want to talk, speaking of AGs that should drop out of the race, we got our buddy Phil Weiser, Colorado's AG, current AG. He's running for governor. And, Karen mentioned Jenna Griswold having a scandal that just went away after, an investigation. There's been a bunch of those, as I said, but one of them is that her brother had apparently made a move in a governor campaign prior to her announcement that resulted in, and I'm oversimplifying this, but resulted in a campaign finance violation. And she had a Jenna Griswold for governor or something like that. And in so campaign finance complaint was filed. Phil Weiser, the sitting AG who is running for governor, and I believe had announced for governor at that point, reviewed the complaint. Speculate, assume that Jenna and Phil had a conversation together about her run for governor, and the complaint went away, and then Jenna was running for AG. But it's not corrupt. It was just a total coincidence. So, obviously. But he's now kind of got a lock. This guy, solid guy here. He's got a lock on the gubernatorial nomination on the Democrat side, I think. Oh, and he has, I think, the record of lawsuits against the Trump administration. He might be tied with another state or something, but he's up there for sure. This is a video of him coming out of the Salazar orals yesterday and getting, the Salazar case was challenging Colorado's ban on gender, what they call conversion therapy. But that's how they're branding this, is that Colorado has banned conversion therapy, and they're challenging it's being challenged at SCOTUS. The reality is that Colorado has banned anything except affirming a child's gender identity. So, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old comes to you and says, I think I'm in the wrong body. You're not able, not allowable by law to do anything other than affirm that delusion for that child. And I personally think that gender affirming care is the sexualization, sterilization, genital mutilation, and psychological torture of children. But this video is this image is from a video of Phil Weiser yesterday defending the Colorado policy. He posted this post to X. Let me show you guys. Okay. So he says, in Colorado, we know what responsible governance looks like. And our leadership on the opioid crisis is a stellar example. As governor, I will take our tradition of collaborative and innovative leadership to meet the range of challenges facing our state. So he shares an article here, and you're thinking like, oh, there's an article of someone saying that Colorado has stellar leadership, right? That's what this is. Well, not exactly. It is an article on Phil Weiser for Governor website, and it's written by Phil Weiser in the first person, right? I am ready. So his source on Colorado's leadership being stellar, the source that he goes to in this article that he shares is right here. Where is it? On his national TV broadcast, John Oliver had a lot to say about how other states have failed on their opioid response. He also called out how Colorado and North Carolina is setting the gold standard for how transparent we've been in spending funds on the opioid crisis. And I'll show you guys that clip real quick. It's very short. If it can load.
True NARC analyzer, which is good. States could also be more transparent about how they're spending their funds, and some are doing a good job of that. North Carolina and Colorado are currently the gold standard, with each having online portals providing up-to-date information on where their money is going.
Yeah, so gold standard, as cited by freaking Redcoat, who has... So hang on, let me go back to our...
I don't know what happened.
I hit the wrong button. Let me go.
Oh, snap. Guess what?
My bad. Get your ass back in here. All right. So, John Oliver, just so folks know, the source that the head law enforcement, head of justice in Colorado is citing as the authoritative source for why Colorado, this is the source that he's got, right? He's got John Oliver. That's what he can cite. Now, John Oliver, importantly, here's his show ratings. And the P2 plus ratings is basically everybody in a Nielsen household. It's any audience member over 2 years old. Right. So anybody in the room while the TV is playing, you can see the P2. So the 2 year olds and 100 year olds, you know, whatever, everybody is 338,000 audience members. This is according to Nielsen ratings. 338,000 viewers, but in the target demographics, maxed out at 61,000. Weiser claims this foreigner, the one reaching 61,000 people in a 107.5 million person target demo, is the source of authority on Colorado leadership. So what Weiser is asking us to do is stop believing our own eyes. He says, in Colorado, we know what responsible governance looks like, and our leadership on the opioid crisis is a stellar example. So I thought we'd take a moment.
What was that?
What'd you say?
I said, what was that?
Oh, what's this video I'm about to play? If you want to see it.
Did you hear the noise?
So at Do Better Denver, everybody in Colorado should be following at Do Better Denver. Here is a video of what Colorado's stellar leadership on the opioid crisis actually looks like.
Welcome to Denver.
I got dick for days, you got ass for weeks. Don't stop, giddy, giddy. Break it. got this shit all right.
All that super see you start the game.
And I ain't fucking scared of him.
In the sky like Verizon Wireless, a nice environment.
Somebody got body right before I snatched this little number from a hottie. Yeah, throw your skate vest in the strap.
So that one goes on for another minute and a half, but in the interest of time, I'm just going to show you one more example of stellar leadership of the opioid crisis. This one is more specific to the opioid crisis, and it's a much shorter video, but example.
Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need a
very
common gas,
to see so this.
I roll up,
Denver.
Hop in the whip and like bounce to the ass by getting hot.
That's the perfect song for this shit.
Yep.
Hot,
hot, hot. But We know what we're doing here in Colorado, and our leadership in the opioid crisis. There's fucking fentanyl zombies all over the streets in Denver. Karen, you know, you're down there more than any of us. Yep. Certainly more than Darren, because he doesn't come to the state anymore. But I rarely go to Denver.
Hold on. I think that deserves a round of applause. Hold on. That doesn't make me a sellout. It makes me smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not missing anything. I've made videos like on the street where the lady flagged me down when I was walking to ask for my help with a fentanyl zombie who was, she's like, I don't know if he's dead. I posted that video like two, three months ago. And it's just another example of, I don't know how these people continue to think they can fail up like this. Phil Weiser is a jackass. I don't even understand. If it wasn't for this money from the East Coast and the West Coast and wherever else, this dude wearing these fucking mom jeans, looking like a damn plumbing salesman, why does he even have a voice? What? Yeah. It doesn't.
Here's an idea.
Have people really become this stupid? Who would vote for that creep?
Check it out, though.
Just in case anybody forgot what he looked like, I just thought he'd come back up.
This is why everybody I know doesn't live in the city anymore. Like everybody I know that lives from the Midwest, they don't live in the city anymore. They live out in the outskirts. You know what I mean?
In the suburbs. So they don't know what's going on.
No, they know what's going on. That's why they left.
So like, these
everybody people, I know in Colorado besides y'all two lives in the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah.
I have some family members that still live in Aurora, but like other than that, most people I know in Colorado, they live in the mountains. They gone.
Yeah.
Like, we out. Like they gotta go like 10 miles to get to a mailbox.
But this dude wants to represent the entire state when he hates more than half the state.
Mm-hmm. And he does. He does represent half the state. Right now, he represents the entire state right now in terms of justice. He's the head of justice in the state. He's using his office and his position as part of his campaign for governor. That is why he is leading in the nation in lawsuits against the Trump administration, because he thinks that's a winning angle for his campaign. It's a waste of our money, resources, but we don't have to guess what life under Governor Phil Weiser will be like, because it'll be the status quo. He's the current regime. He is doubling down on the policies. We know what his leadership and his platform is. His leadership and his platform is criminal justice reform that decriminalizes crime and prioritizes criminals over their victims. Time and time and time again. That's the side of the issues of justice that Phil Weiser is on. We don't have to guess. He wants people to imagine him as a competent governor. But in order to do that, we have to ignore his record as attorney general.
Can we remove that face, please?
I don't like it. Wait. Is it better if I zoom in?
Oh.
No.
Oh man.
That might be my new Twitter handle.
Will Pizer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like JB Beck.
I like that one too.
I couldn't find Darren yesterday. I'm like, did you change your handle again? I just got used to Chicago's Moore. And he's like, you're behind. I'm Governor Ribs now.
All right. I want to see a picture of him with barbecue sauce all over his face. I know there is.
You've got to see. Okay, I'm gonna pull up the profile picture.
No,
Darren's profile picture.
I got you. This is easy.
You got it? All right, Darren, I'll pull it up. You can't really see. Yeah.
Oh, barbecue. Yeah, baby. Goals. You big greasy chump.
Thank you.
For folks watching on there.
We try.
On their phone, that's still going to be too small. So I'm going to try and see if I can do it this way.
I saw barbecue sauce.
Yeah, lots of
that's food. What I wanted. Yay. Ew.
Yeah, that's the full size of it. These big, long streams of tears.
That is brilliant, Darren. That is brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
Who does he think he is coming up against the president?
I owe Jesse Waters for that one, but not the artwork. I had to put together the artwork. Jesse Waters came up with the JB Beck rib.
These loser Democrats. Did you see that that female who said she was on with Anton Daniels? Actually, he covered one of her videos where she said the truth about Chicago is they don't want to lose that $800 million for crime prevention programs because they're trying to fill in that gap. Just like here, they're trying to fill in that deficit gap with, forest fires. You ain't getting no federal money.
They gotta let the fucked up shit happen in order to get the money. See what I'm saying? So it's like, no, this stuff is preventable, but they're not going to prevent it because
it takes
a very minimal amount of money to fix the problem. Let's say it does happen, right? Let's say they just let it happen, but there's a shit ton of extra that gets washed through this third cousin's company. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is the bitch I'm fucking. Send her some money too. Like, like it all just goes. That's how it all gets washed. Charleston White did a very good interview with Anton Daniels. You should listen to Charleston White and how he breaks that shit down. How local governments funnel money. It is going to mess your head up because this is the clearest explanation as because you know he used to be in local Texas government. Like he was out there working with all kinds of people, the youth programs, the whole nine. Go listen to his explanation as to how this money gets washed.
Yeah.
It's nasty work. Disgusting.
It is. And it's going to be interesting to see all these different angles play out. We have a bunch more stories, but we're out of time. And so head over to ColoradoFreePress.com to find the stories we were going to talk about.
Barbecue sauce.
Follow at GovRibs on X if you like Darren. You want to hear more from Darren. Follow at Real like Karen me. Jean.
Nobody really likes.
Nobody likes me. Darren.
I just own this show for like charity work.
Uh huh.
Say you gotta get it right off somehow, right?
Sure. Real Karen Jean on X and TikTok. I think. Are you Real Karen Jean everywhere?
No, I don't even remember what TikTok is. It used to be Dissident Whitey, but I guess that was too much for him. So real Karen Jean on X works best.
Oh my God,
we didn't even get a chance to talk about Whoopi telling everybody to wear brown face and adopt a Latin accent at the Super Bowl to confuse ICE.
I don't want to talk about that old gremlin.
I feel like Karen would have a fun rant about that, though. Karen, no, I'll send you that link, and you got to watch it, make a video about it, because I want to hear you rant about it.
Love it.
But yeah, follow us over on X and other social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday at noon for your midweek lunch break here on The Colorado Show.
Peace out. Bye today.
We'll see you guys next time. Cheers.